The heart of my story is something called the signaling model of education, but in common sense terms, it just says a lot of the reason why education pays isn't that you're learning useful job skills. You're showing off, you're jumping through hoops, you're impressing employers. But of course, if everybody jumps through the hoops that can't impress employers, you've got to jump through more hoops than everybody else, or else the whole process is a waste
of time. Exactly. The costs are really high. I mean, the cost not just to the individual, but to society, now to a whole generation of young people. How do those match up against the benefits?
Yeah, well, so again, you know, for the individual, what I say is that if you are a strong student, then college is a good deal for you, especially if you do one of the high earning majors. On the other hand, if you are a weaker student, someone who struggles to get through high school, then college is probably just going to be a waste of money, even for you personally. But again, I always try to turn it around to not just thinking about what's good for the individual, but thinking about it from the point of view of society. Should we really be encouraging more people to go? If people are actually acquiring a lot of useful skills in school, well, then you know, it is an investment in our human capital. On the other hand, if the main thing you're doing is jumping through hoops and showing off, it's really a socially wasteful process to a large degree. And that's really what I say, is it is extremely wasteful for society.
But a lot of people are picking up addictions and mental illness in college.
Sure. Of course, you can do that other places. But yeah, I mean, in a way, you might say there's the addiction to getting more education, which is fairly rampant.
So what percentage would you, and this is speculative, but of any society, or ours specifically, ought to be going to college?
Say about 5%.
5%. So that would make you an elitist and a bad person because you're writing off the other 95%, correct?
Well, you might say that it's elitist to think that only a good person would, you have to be a good person, or you might think that you'd have to be an elitist to think that you aren't a good person if you don't go to college.
Good point.
Yeah, so, college is the kind of thing a lot of people just go through and punch the clock and sit through classes and get a degree in something or other. Don't see that it really improves them as a human being. It's a big burden on society, and also it's just a burden on the individual to feel like if I don't accomplish this, then my whole life is a waste of time. Really, when I say, there's many different paths to success. I'm a big fan of vocational education, the kind that you see in countries like Germany and Switzerland. And again, very notable how little of an underclass they have there. The kind of person who in the U.S. would say, I hate school, I'm sick of being here, maybe I'll go and drop out and be a criminal. In Switzerland or Germany, you're getting trained to be an auto mechanic or to be a plumber. So you learn independence, learn skills. You get a peer group of skilled craftsmen instead of a peer group of criminals and dropouts. I think ultimately the problem is the American people. People love the idea of education. If you go and look at survey evidence, the share of Americans who favor cutting education is just almost minuscule, and that's really the main thing that I'm pushing, is spending less on education, saving money on something that really doesn't deliver the goods, especially from a social point of view, and thinking about better ways of spending it.
Do you have tenure?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's why I bet your bosses aren't impressed by this argument.